Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It isn't a joke, it isn't a game, it isn't a drill. The elite we have on this planet are the ancestors of the royalty of the banking establishment. They've been feeding on us. They've been sending our sons and daughters off to die in wars for hundreds of years. And they're the progeny themselves of elites doing it for thousands. And they see us as absolutely worthless as cannon fodder. And we're all pretty simple and naive and haven't figured this out yet. And we need to figure this out. We need to understand this. We need to realize that it's better to fight these people than to lay down to them. And we're joined, of course, by Webster Griffin Tarpley. He's author of Bombshell book. Great researcher. Has been reporting on government-sponsored terror for over two decades. Written seminal papers over 20 years on the subject. And I want to talk a little bit about the stay-behind networks and Gladio and some of the declassified admitted U.S. government terror ops that have been carried out. And I, of course, brought up one of those on CNN last night. And I'll be back on this evening. But I also want to take some of your calls. So right now, let's go ahead and take some of your calls. Who's up first here in line? Because Dr. Deagle, good to have you on. What's on your mind?
Hi, Alex. Hi. You're definitely the Paul Revere of this movement, and very much respect that. Comment regarding the Hutchison Lempoa and the takeover of these scanning nuclear units.
Yeah, I mean, openly, the communist Chinese military is going to take over port security in one of the biggest ports in our hemisphere that our country owns, and our police will not be there. Customs will not be there. That is Associated Press.
Well, just like you journalistically won't release your sources, I can't because they're friends of mine in NSA, but I know very specific sites where they have pre-placed Chinese communist military munitions.
Are you there? Wow, as soon as he said that, somebody, I guess his phone cut out. Call back in. You know, I'll place it in my memory. A couple of our guests have pointed out Freeport, Bahamas, and this port as where they would bring them in at. And but don't worry, the nuclear scanners will be run, the atomic scanners will be run by the Chinese military. Okay, well, let's get Jack Blood's take on all of this. Since Dr. Deagle dropped. Jack, what's on your mind?
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. I was actually going to call in and feed you the story that Dylan Avery had brought to bear. I actually have Jim Fetzer on my program, which is most people know follows yours today, and he is the spokesperson for 9/11 Scholars for Truth. And what he's told me is there's a couple of things. One is that this was done in the dark, and there were a ton of witnesses, so it made absolutely no sense that these robbers shot Michael Zubar, they might have well shot all the witnesses, and the witnesses said that you couldn't even describe these guys. This was a purse snatching, Alex, in an uptown, upscale neighborhood in Minnesota, and it falls right into line with a lot of the other political assassinations that we've seen. Also, I'd like to say something else.
Jack, your phone is just—it's almost unintelligible. Can you back off of it?
Right. Is this better?
Is it a cordless a cell phone?
It's a cordless, Alex.
Okay, sure. Keep trying.
Well, I'm just going to drop one other thing on you real quick. The story was reported by WCCO, which is a giant CBS affiliate.
Yes, I have it.
And I thought that it was rather interesting that the headline is 9/11 callers traumatized by uptown murder. Putting 9/11 and traumatized in that title almost seems to be sending a message to people who might be reading this story, even if it's subliminal. And I thought that was rather fishy.
Well, look at the use of 9/11, how the government chose that date. Webster, comment.
I don't know. I'm not much for numerology. I think they had to do it someday, so they chose it that day.
Hey, Jack, if you want to comment real quick, they can dial you up on the digital line if you want.
Well, listen, I got Jim Fetzer on my program airing right after yours today. We're going to talk about this ad nauseum, so if people want to hear more about it, they can listen.
All right. Well, I was saying if you wanted, you could dial in and do that, only because the phone's pretty bad. All right, thanks for the call, Jack. Good to hear from you. We'll come back and get into more news, and then we'll continue with your calls, 1-800-259-9231. And in about 25 minutes, we are scheduled to be joined by Charlie Sheen. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from Stem Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting Stem Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and Stem Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cost for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of Stem Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, going back to Webster Griffin Tarpley, author of 911 Synthetic Terror, our guest. Mr. Tarpley, continuing, I want to go back to Dr. Deagle, caller, and also host show here on the network. Dr. Deagle, finish up the point you were making when your phone dropped.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it dropped because they wanted to intervene. I carried quite a bit of discussions with my NSA buddies in CIA when I was working in Colorado, and also Colonel Craig Roberts, and I won't release my sources, but they have pre-placed in America lots of munitions and other equipment and so on for an invasion of America, and I was told this by agents, literally, that were hardened military personnel, and they were in a cold sweat when they told me this back in the mid-90s. And Colonel Roberts, of course, confirmed that the largest pre-placement facility in the world for the communist Chinese is in Freeport, Bahamas.
Yeah, he's the guy that said that.
Yeah, isn't it interesting that it's exactly where they're going to be managing these scanners without our customs people watching for nuclear devices.
Yeah, our government says, oh, we're going to let the Chinese military, and that is admittedly who owns Hutchinson Wampo. I mean, their officers captain the ships.
Well,
and they're now, and the same company has the Panama Canal, officially communist Chinese government, and now they're going to run this port too. I mean, this is American property, American territory. I mean, we've entered the outer limits here. I want to get a comment from Webster Tarpley.
Absolutely.
Certainly. There's absolutely no reason for foreign companies to run ports in the United States. I think you can see that just on globalization, globaloney grounds. There's no reason in the world for this. Every country should have national sovereignty and should run its own ports. And we don't need the degenerate emir of Dubai with his wage-gouging, union-busting policies to come in here, because that's one of the reasons the Wall Street people like these guys, because you can imagine what their labor policies are. There's no opposition in the United Arab Emirates, that's for sure.
It's outrageous. Outrageous. Dr. Deagle, thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
You bet. Mike in Arizona, you're on the air with our guest. Go ahead.
Hey, good evening, Alex.
Welcome.
First off, I'd like to say congratulations for what you've done here in the last few days. A really, really great crashing through the lies and disinformation.
Thank you.
Yes. A couple of things I noticed that the way they try to smear you on the national news, they always try to throw in these words, conspiracy and cult and everything. And
or liberal.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. The way it's up is down and left is right and everything. But, Your guest there, Mr. Webster, he's mentioned a couple of times about Watergate and everything. Now, we have these two famous journalists called Woodward and Bernstein. Now, when they first started off, they were looking into a conspiracy, but I noticed that the mainstream media never calls them conspiracy theorists. And, did Nixon and Dean and Liddy and Haldeman, did they or did they not conspire to break into the Watergate? Did they or did they not conspire to cover it up and to smear and to blame others and all those things? And now look at these federal prosecutors, and the guest has also mentioned about this FBI agent testifying here in this Zacharias Massawi. How many times have you heard this term, unindicted co-conspirators? So are federal prosecutors conspiracy theorists because they do have a theory about a conspiracy and all they have to do is prove it?
No, I agree with you, and we have cases which are admitted and declassified in public that Nixon planned to bomb the Republican National Convention to blame it on his enemies. I mean, they just do this over and over and over and over and over again.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, and one other thing, too, Mr. Tarpley had mentioned this deal about the Phoenix Memo and Ken Williams.
Yes.
Another little part of that, there was a gentleman that worked here, and he's been over in the Middle East quite a bit. His name was Harry Evers, and he was the one that went to Ken Williams with this information about these people trying to learn how to fly these airplanes. But Mr. Evers, he was about 50 years old, and he died of a massive heart attack about a year ago. So it was just a little suspicious that he's so close to the center of this whole.
So close to the trial.
Yes, and then all of a sudden, then it, and then he, because I met him about a week or so before he died, he appeared that he was in good health. He wasn't all, on oxygen, pushing around a walker or anything like that.
I understand. All right, thank you for the call, sir. I appreciate it. But 50-year-old men do have heart attacks, so we really can't say that that's what happened there. Let's go ahead and talk to, I guess, Reagan in California is up next. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, how are you?
Fine.
I've got a few things to talk about. Number one, I'm also a member of Scholars for 9/11 Truth and New York 9/11 Truth. They have a list of things that they were doing this week, and I forwarded those things to some people who are working to get the Twin Towers rebuilt, and I got a rebuke from somebody telling me not to do it again. The problem for me is that the longer these towers stay away, the more obvious it is. And someone called about why they chose September 11th. I think I have a theory for you. On September 11th, 1990, George Bush Sr. said something about the New World Order.
Yeah, well, see a New World Order coming into view.
Yeah, and he got a lot of calls from people saying, no, you don't. And then 11 years later, look what happened. The very day to the day, September 11th, 1990, he gets this.
Well, thank you for the call. Certainly, 9/11 is a seminal, foundational event. Let us now go ahead and take a call from Stuart in New York. Stuart, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. I tell you, for somebody whose birthday is September 11th, which is mine, what you've done this past week is the best birthday present I've had perhaps in my whole life, and certainly since 2001, and I can't find the words to thank you.
Well, thank you, sir. No, thank you for being involved, caring about this country.
Oh, very much so. I did notice on your website you had reprinted the Post smear article on Mr. Sheehan, and it turns out I thought that they were only mildly pejorative in their review. And in fact, what they did was, even though they did say some negative things about Mr. Sheehan, they revealed all his salient points. So they kind of, like, canceled each other.
That's what I've noticed is either it's on purpose, it's people that are really on our side trying to be safe. They'll go, what idiots? They'll go, look at all these top military people and all these top CIA people and these German defense ministers saying the government's behind the terror. Wow, isn't Charlie Sheen crazy? And then links to WTC7.net and all these other, you know, great sites, I mean, and links to our site. Oh, yeah, I mean, I certainly, Webster, don't you think some of these journalists are trying to protect themselves, but then really making themselves look stupid on purpose?
I would suggest the way you can tell a real slander is a real slander will not deal with the main substantive points of the argument. They'll say, oh, you cite Joe Blow in a footnote, and Joe Blow is a proven psychotic. And they'll try to get
you
with
that.
Yeah, all
the neocons are just attacking Charlie Sheen personally and not even addressing what he said.
Well, but the fact is that the material is getting out, and it's getting out massively. I would just say one thing about Charlie Sheen. I think one of the best things that he's done is to call for that international review panel. I've been working on that for years. It's the Independent International Truth Commission, and interestingly enough, that took place in 1967 in Copenhagen, Denmark, as well as in Sweden. And this was, of course, the Russell Tribunal on Vietnam with Sartre and Lázaro Cárdenas of Mexico and a whole panel of international experts. This is what broke the back of the Johnson administration's aggressive war in Vietnam as far as world public opinion was concerned. And I would think that if Charlie Sheen keeps talking about that Independent International Truth Commission, that is one of the ways we can get it, because I think that's ultimately the next step in all of this. We've got to find a way to put this entire story in front of world public opinion and have it validated by a group of eminent personalities and judged, indeed, evaluated, and send that around the world so that this crazy 9/11 myth comes crashing down.
Well, it certainly is the big conspiracy theory, their story. Let's talk to Dave in California. Dave, you're on the air.
Alex, good morning.
Hi.
You always have the most well-informed, intelligent, and brave guests on. Mr. Tarpley, God bless you, sir. I have nothing but respect for you, and I have one comment. It appears to me that all the evil stuff that they're doing it advances their agenda, and it also acts as a distraction from 9/11. And my thought is that perhaps they know that 9/11 is the only thing that's sure to bring them down. Do you have a comment on that, sir?
Well, again, the question is who and who are them? I think there's one group, as I said before, that thinks that you can have a limited hangout, a controlled revelation of certain parts of the scandal that will essentially break the link between Bush, Cheney, and their terrified base of 35 to 40% of the U.S. population. I think it's the task of the rest of us to try to push it forward so that it leads to the exposure of as much as possible of the invisible government, rogue network, deep state, secret government, whatever you want to call it, that's actually behind not
just
9/11.
Yeah, we'll get more into that with our final segment with Webster after the break. Thank you, Dave. Let me bring up something now in the minute we've got left before we go to break, Webster. I don't like getting into shop talk and stuff that goes on, but we never have people go on to the shopping cart and put fake orders in them. Now, these are real credit cards with sequential numbers leading down, and almost every day they'll come in and order hundreds of your books, but it's not real addresses, and then we have to go refund it back to these cards, and we call the credit card companies, and it's basically government credit cards. And, I mean, this is bizarre. And, buddy, this is happening every day. Someone doesn't, and then there's others with fake addresses and all this stuff. Someone is scared to death of your book. I mean, we've never had this happen with a product.
Well, my book right now, 9/11 Synthetic Terror Made in USA, on many of the Internet websites, is the best seller on 9/11. I know on Amazon I'm beating the official version. I'm beating the rest of them, and I think this is important. It shows a radicalization of opinion. My book represents invisible government myhop. And I think of the ones that were written originally in English, I have to say, I think it does this more thoroughly, more consistently than anybody else.
But, I mean, what do they think they're going to do trying to, like, we're dumb and going to mail these to the wrong, you know, and just mail these out into the stratosphere?
Well, I think
the government's openly trying to pay me to just ship your books into a black hole.
Well, I'm flattered by so much attention, and I think it has to do with the fact that I represent the strongest version of MyHop that you can get on the U.S. market.
Explain what MyHop is. MyHop is when we get back. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Gee, honey, those new sandals look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? Well, what happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. Gosh, I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white, and that one's thick and yellow.
Well, here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the source of nail discoloration.
Ah, so that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Non-X Nail Gel gets rid of it. Now, you'll need to use it every day, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. You know, when we go to the beach this summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Non-X Nail Gel.
Non-X Nail Gel. For clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Eckerd, Brooks, Longs, Duane Reade, and Walmart. In the foot care section.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the mother of all secret societies, the Illuminati, worships Lucifer, better known as Satan the Devil? Did you know that they are the individuals giving rise to the final world social system described in Revelation chapter 13? Did you know they were the founders of international communism to be the seen enemy of Christianity, to be used to destroy America so that we could be merged into an all-powerful one-world government? We would like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back. Final segment with Webster Griffin Tarpley. We have his book available right now at InfoWars.com. Available right now at InfoWars.com at the video and bookstore online. I certainly hope that you will come and go there and get it, and so we can ship it out to you and support what he's doing and also support what we're doing. I get my film, Road to Tyranny.
martial law, Masters of Terror. Of course, Road to Tyranny was the first major film on 9/11. And many say it is still the best, but it, only 45 minutes of the almost 3 hours is on 9/11 itself. We spend 45 minutes on Oklahoma City. Total government operation, 100% proven. That's a 45 or 44-minute doc in and of itself. Then we spend a lot of other time on other admitted government-sponsored terror events. And then we show you what they're planning to set up in Road to Tyranny. And then, of course, martial law is mainly 9/11 and then the police state. And then Masters of Terror is a wider view of many other events and 9/11. So I hope that you will get all three of those films at Infowars.com or see them all right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv for members. Going back to Webster Tarpley, we don't have any more time to take calls. I'm sorry to all the callers. We've got Mr. Sheen coming on, Charlie Sheen in the next segment. But in closing, in the last 3 or 4 minutes here, Webster, lay out what MIHOP is specifically.
Well, you can see this in the New York Magazine article to some extent. I think there are probably four schools of thought on 9/11. One is the Kane Hamilton Zelikow official 9/11 commission. It's, of course, a fraud. It's a cover-up. It's a tissue of lies. Worse than the Warren Commission, and they say it was a failure of imagination. Well, so much for them. Then we have the unanswered questions position, the incompetence, negligence, also not wearing well as time goes on. Then we have LIHOP, let it happen on purpose. This assumes that bin Laden, Al-Qaeda, all of this is real, independent, and the guilt of the people involved is to pull down the U.S. defenses, paralyze the air defense, and the problem with that is it just doesn't hold up. I would say Crossing the Rubicon by Mike Ruppert is an example of the LIHOP theory. Again, it's not wearing well as time goes on.
Then yeah, I'm not going to say anything about that individual.
Okay. So then we have MIHOP, the Made It Happen on Purpose. This is that, I would argue, invisible government MIHOP. It says that Atta, bin Laden, Al-Qaeda, these are controlled patsies. They're versions of Oswald. They have.
But you see, I believe the only thing that's possible is the last. Didn't make it happen, did it?
Well, made it happen the patsies are one thing. They don't make it happen. It's actually the trained professionals using government resources under the cover of war drills and terror drills. That's how they make it happen. Under the cover of Amalgam Virgo, the National Reconnaissance Office crashing planes into building drill.
And the old Stone Age version of that is Marinus Vanderloob, the Dutch individual, you know, mentally retarded, flopping around naked, drugged in the back of the Reichstag in the alley. And then meanwhile, it's admitted that Goering has 50 stormtroopers running around with giant canisters of petrol burning the place down.
Right, and I think he's an example of a patsy. Then you have some of the books on 9/11 tend to, for example, David Ray Griffin treats individual cases within a MIHOP mentality, with a MIHOP analysis, but as far as I know, he does not rise to the level of saying 9/11 was a massive provocation by the invisible government.
Hey, Webster, I went on CNN. I went on CNN last night and just said they did it. Do you think the White House heard about that?
I hope so, and I hope above all that lots of other people heard about it, because I think we're on the verge of having this entire thing blow open.
Do you think that makes me safer? I mean, being the most prominent, or do you think it makes me be in greater danger?
There's something called factitious advantage, which is that the more that you're identified with this issue, the more the political price is for doing anything against you. So I urge everybody, move forward. You don't have...
By the way, our media says that Hugo Chavez claims they've tried to kill him. They have kidnapped him, had him on a helicopter saying, we're going to throw you out of it, and then his troops took back over, and so their coup backfired minutes before they were going to kill him. Our government has said they're going to kill him. Pat Robertson's on air saying, kill him, and our media calls it a conspiracy theory that there's an attempt to kill Hugo Chavez.
Well, if you're having a tank attack, you don't get to the middle of the field and stop the tanks. You've got to keep the tanks going, and that's what I urge you and everybody else to do. Because,
well, sir, I'm 4.5 years ago, before 9/11, I'd already gone to the point of no return. I'm not turning around.
Absolutely.
I mean, the hair on the back of my neck was standing up when I was on CNN. I mean, here I am just absolutely engaging on 110% at point blank range, you know, just laying it out.
More power to you, Alex. Keep it going.
Hey, good to hear from you, Webster, and I'm glad there's folks out there like you to carry the torch regardless of what happens and goes on. I just have a chill going up my spine right now. Thanks for the call. You bet. Thank you. Thanks for joining us. Well, guess who's online with us? Guess who's coming up after this quick break? A real American hero, Charlie Sheen. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Via PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. It's one of the top stories. Our headline is 82% agree with Charlie Sheen. The U.S. government covered up the real events of 9/11. And it's gyrating between 84 and 82%. I looked at it a few minutes ago, and it said 84. Now it's down to 82. And I haven't really been pushing you to go vote on it. And I've been told, we've confirmed, the calls come into the studio and the emails. Neocons are on talk radio all over the country panicking over this poll, and they are telling people to go there and to vote. And so we're out of 18,605 votes, 15,328 agree with Charlie Sheen, and 3,277 agree with the official, the Tooth Fairy did it, government conspiracy theory. So since they're on there saying go vote against Charlie, we just said vote your conscience. Go vote for Charlie. Go to PrisonPlanet.com before they close this poll and do it right now. In fact, they had a big online poll with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution 3 years ago when Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney went public and said 9/11 is a clear cover-up. We need a real investigation. And she listed NORAD stand-down and public officials being warned. And, of course, we've interviewed her on the radio show and on TV. And it was a 24-hour poll, and 90-plus percent were agreeing with her until Neil Bortz, who's based in Atlanta, and a bunch of other people said, go tell her she's crazy, say she's wrong. And when they closed the poll, it had gone down to 45%. It went back up to 55%, and they shut it down because even with national attacks going, the people were going to really show that we had the majority view. That was 3 years ago. Over 3 years ago now, CNN last year had a poll on Anderson Cooper, the exact same type of poll, and out of tens of thousands of respondents, we have links to that on the website, understand that it closed at 90% believing the government was covering up and may have been involved. Zogby, 49% believed the government could be involved, 66% wanted a new investigation and thought they were being lied to. So Charlie Sheen being attacked by hundreds of newspapers and magazines, and it's backfiring on them. He's also being supported by, I would say, about 45% of them are being supportive. And even the hit pieces then, I think, are people falling down on purpose. In fact, some of them I've talked to and I know, but they're not allowed to tell the truth. So they say, isn't he an idiot? And then they list, look at all these top government people that say what he says. Aren't they dumb, too? So I believe people are deliberately doing all they can to actually help Charlie. And listen, he's the first person in Hollywood to go public. He's an American citizen. He's well-informed and educated on these subjects. I know you want to hear from him. I'm just telling you, he's got amazing courage, and I'm commending him. Charlie, thank you so much for coming on with us, Mr. Sheen.
Thanks for having me back, Alex. All I can say is, wow. Wow. This has been some kind of week, I'll tell you. I had a sense that this thing was going to get hot. I didn't realize that, as you say, it was going to go supernova.
Well, it has gone supernova, despite the fact they tried to can it the first few days, but they just couldn't stop it.
No, they could not. They could not. But it's interesting because you talk about this recent poll, which is really inspiring. It's really
inspiring.
Can you
specifically speak to a CNN Showbiz Tonight in their poll?
Well, gosh, first of all, I have to tip my hat to CNN, to Showbiz Tonight, to AJ Hammer for having the courage, for having the guts, for having the wherewithal to give someone like myself, someone like you, the actual time and the focus to examine these issues, because as you said, I think this is the most attention in mainstream coverage that this topic has ever received.
It is. I mean, no one has ever had in Hollywood the courage you had, and then that spurred more courage, and A.J. Hammer says he thinks there's a cover-up and he wants an investigation.
Well, yeah, and that says a lot about him, sticking his neck out there, you know? But again, like we said in the first interview, it feels like the worm is turning, that the consciousness is shifting. But it's interesting because you talk about the attack pieces, you know, and the majority of them, in fact, 90% of them, were attacking me personally. Were attacking my credibility. Were attacking my observational or talents of insight or observance. And what they did not attack is the specific points that you and I raised, the points that generate the most controversy about the events.
Well, that's what a hit piece, if it's done by an operative, always is. They build a straw man, and you know, even, you know, most of the stuff they're attacking you on is exaggerated or isn't even true, because I've researched it. You know, it's tabloid trash. You know, 80% of it's a fraud. I love them. As for being a party animal, George Bush is known to be a bigger partier than you are in many cases in his life. So I guess it's okay that, you know, George Bush has got a few problems in his life. But you've got to be basically Jesus Christ.
Well, absolutely. For anyone to have any kind of an opinion about something that warrants opinion, I guess you have to be as squeaky clean as all of those offering their critique.
You're absolutely right about that. But I'm listening to talk shows, and I'm listening to the callers call in, and they're predominantly agreeing with you, and their neocon hosts are flipping out. And then, I mean, what does this poll mean to you specifically? In the low 80s, 80-plus percent, more than 8 out of 10 people agree with Charlie Sheen. Can you speak directly to that, those type of numbers?
Well, those numbers are staggering. But again, I'm not entirely surprised because I didn't blindly go on your show on Monday. I did my research. I was looking at those numbers that you referenced earlier, and so I felt like, you know, if I was going to have the guts to come out about this, that there would be some support. There'd be a strong measure of support, and I think it speaks volumes to the reality that people want the truth. They want the truth, and what's been offered to us resembles nothing of the sort.
Well, on top of it, Charlie, the online media still thinks they have a monopoly. They don't understand that overall the alternative media is now bigger, and that they're not just going to be able to mug you and then everybody just sit back and watch them beat you up.
Yeah, well, clearly, and I there were a lot of blogs and there were a lot of chat boards and there were a lot of internet data that. There was a lot of people I wanted to respond to personally for their support and their courage to join those of us that are, you know, part of the 9/11 truth movement.
Well, I want people to understand something too. I mean, when I call you or you call me, but you know, or I'm calling you back and you answer the phone and I hear, you know, the newest 9/11 documentary on in the background, or I hear you online researching something, listening to firefighter tapes where they're saying there's bombs in the buildings. You've been researching this for how many years? I mean, again, I'm not just saying you are hyper, super informed on this. That's true. I mean, you really are.
Well, thank you, Alex. No, but it's not like I have access to any secret data. I'm looking at the evidence and the data that is available for anyone to look at if they know where to look, if they know how to look. And, you know, it takes a lot of filtering. It takes a lot of sifting. But if you do your research and you're diligent, there's stuff that will be uncovered that you just can't turn away from. You cannot ignore.
How many hours a week have you been researching 9/11?
I'd be guessing, but it didn't really begin till about 6 months after the actual event. Because again, you know, and I was vilified for expressing my feelings about what I saw. And I was demonized about expressing or for expressing my gut reaction to what I saw. So again,
that's right.
They
ignored the meat and potatoes. They ignored whenever you came right out with the facts, and then they tried to focus just in on you talking about that day, your instincts.
Exactly, which was a mistake, and it was a valuable lesson not to talk about gut instinct because, you know, these times have obviously driven us to eradicate such notions.
But the good idea is they're not willing to face you on the real meat and potatoes issues. And what you've done is going to drive tens of millions more people to go out and simply look directly at the points that you've raised. And let's spend a little bit of time on that.
Sure.
9/11, Building 7.
Sure.
I mean, would you like to challenge these neocons to specifically put up or shut up? I mean, what about this lady who we now find out the production company she works for is owned by one of Bush's fraternity brothers from Skull and Bones? She went on TV on CNN and told us that we needed to do more research, and she claimed that the planes knocked the fire retardant off the steel. Even if they did, steel doesn't melt at that temperature, and Building 7 wasn't hit by a plane.
Yeah, no, it wasn't hit by debris. It wasn't. There was no obvious damage other than a few, as described, small fires that burned for 5 to 6 hours. No, but this woman based all of her credibility on the ratings that the show received, and I find that ludicrous because what that speaks to is people's interest. Whether you believe official story or you're curious about an alternate viewpoint, so she kind of shot herself in the foot talking about this is the base of my credibility. This is why I'm right, because a lot of people watched it.
Well,
I could say the same thing about the reaction to my comments this week. Well, that obviously shows that a lot of people believe me, but I'm not saying that. I'm just here to remind people that the only credibility I need is what I have, and that is as an upstanding taxpaying American citizen who loves his country and who refuses to stand by as this level of insanity is blanketed over obvious truths.
Well, you know, an area we haven't really explored is motive for the trillions in oil, motives for the hundreds of billions of no-bid weapons contracts. And Bush told his biographer to be able to have a war, then no one could really question him domestically. And to have that war, Dick Cheney wrote in the PNAC documents, Project for New American Century, that they needed a big Pearl Harbor event to mobilize us. I mean, what about the motive? I mean, now America is turning into a police state, and they're using the Patriot Act and non-terror-related crimes. They admit that, and they're using this to take our freedoms and kill America. Can you speak to that?
Well, it just seems too convenient, the path that we've been led down since the event. You know, again, I cannot speak about the why, the how, the who, because I do not have any evidence that points in any of those directions. You know what I'm saying? I mean, yes, I'm aware of the times that we're living in. I'm aware of civil liberties and you know, a lot of my God-given rights, constitutionally given rights, being eradicated, sometimes slowly, sometimes quickly. But again, I think if we keep the focus on the specific evidence, the specific areas that generate the most questions, I think that's where our argument stands.
So we're getting back to what you said on Monday, and I'd like you to say it again in your own words or add to it. Their official story is the biggest conspiracy theory of them all, and we know what they're telling us about 9/11 from pillar to post is a fraud. So therefore, I mean, if Building 7's wrong, it's all wrong. Speak to that.
Well, it's like I said on Monday. If there's a problem with Building 7, there's a problem with the whole damn thing. And guess what? There is a serious problem with Building 7. Now, you say you've tried to contact Larry Silverstein, correct?
Yes.
And he will not return your call?
No.
And he will not respond to his quote about pulling Building 7?
No.
Now, how is that possible? How is that justifiable? When somebody makes a statement like that, I think it warrants a follow-up response.
Well, it does.
You know what? I'll come right out and say that I'm personally requesting a direct answer from Mr. Silverstein about what he meant. Because
well,
so far, none of us have been able to get it.
Well, that's extremely bold of you. Now,
give him my number. Tell him to call me. I'm just curious. Tell him to call CNN. Tell him to call somebody. Because you cannot make a statement like that and not follow it up and not back it up and not explain it.
Well, let's be specific about that. Obviously, you've seen the films. You've seen the news footage. There are clear blast points going off down the sides. You see the central column get blown. You see the penthouse cave in, the perfect classical demolition, and it falls in on its own footprint. Can you specifically talk about the video you've seen and those blast points?
Anyone that cannot view this as a controlled demolition, I would have to say that their chair was not facing the television. Anyone that can look at this and say, yes, that is a random event caused by fire, really needs psychiatric evaluation.
Well, literally, folks, I have hours of different firefighters and police. I mean, we can't put it all in the films because that's all the films would be. We have hours of them saying, did you see the bombs? Did you see the explosions? And then reporters, when 7 falls, going, wow, did you hear those explosions? And then it falls. I mean, hours and hours and hours and hours. And Dan Rather and Peter Jennings saying, looks like bombs. All of this. And then a modern steel building never falling. I mean, this cannot be ignored.
But when they pigeonhole me into the tinfoil hat wearing, conspiracy knucklehead brigade, they don't mention those quotes by Peter Jennings and Dan Rather.
They don't mention the quotes?
But that was their first impression. That was their gut reaction. You see what I'm saying? They didn't have any evidence. They didn't have any proof. They were observing exactly on, they were commenting on what they were observing at that specific moment in time.
Absolutely.
But again, Alex, the majority of what we're discussing existed only on day one. If there wasn't a problem with any of it, why wouldn't it still be accessible through the mainstream to this day?
Yeah, why won't they talk about it and debate it with us? It's the big no-no. It's persona non grata. It's taboo. We're not supposed to get into Building 7 because not only did it look like a controlled demolition on the day, then the firefighting organizations and firefighter engineering say it's a cover-up. Fire didn't do that. That's impossible. They're the experts. They're the firefighter engineers. Not just firefighters. They're engineers. They're saying it's a cover-up. Then they haul the steel away, guarding it with machine guns to ship it to China. Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
What do you think of Communist China, a known Communist Chinese company, a military company taking over our port security now?
Well, gosh, that would require an entirely separate interview for you and I to launch into.
That just broke today.
I saw that.
It's amazing. Charlie Sheen, final segment with you. We'll cover some other key issues on the other side. Again, I can only commend you for being just an amazing trailblazer. You have really made history on the side of the good guys in a big way, and I think what you've done here is more important than everything else you've done in your life, my friend. We'll be right back with Charlie Sheen, who's a hero.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Charlie and I were just talking during the break, and he was saying, I want to challenge these neocons to not attack me personally, but challenge me on the facts. You know, it's not about Charlie Sheen. And Charlie, just for all the newspapers and CNN and everybody else out there listening, would you like to state that in your own words?
Yeah, I just want to restate that I am a citizen that loves my country. And as a citizen, with that, with my passion for this great country, I demand that I be challenged on the facts, not on, you know, immature behavior from 20 years ago. That if they continue to attack me personally, it only gives credence to our side of the argument.
That's right. I mean, you're here saying, hey, just look at these facts, like many other prominent people are doing, and that's the issue. You also had another idea about new media polls you're challenging the media to carry out.
Well, I think there should be a poll on Building 7. First of all, ask people if they even know what Building 7 is, or was, rather, and then ask them, you know, having seen the video evidence, what their opinion is.
You know, that's a great point.
I would predict right now it would be in the 90s. I'm on the record saying that. Do you believe Building 7 was a controlled demolition? 90%. Okay, I said it. I'm on the record.
Well, that's what I'm getting in the real poll of 4,000 radio interviews in the last 4.5 years. Now, I think it'll be 90% of Americans who know about 7. The government media have been so quiet about it because you have a 47-story building, and I've been there, folks. It's way down the block, imploding and falling down when buildings right up next to Tower 1 and 2 that weren't owned by certain parties had buildings fall on them and burn for a day and nothing fell.
Yeah, no, it's startling. It's startling. If we can take simple physics and every aspect of logic that we've come to know and just put it on its ear, then we can get behind how they've explained that away. What does FEMA say about Building 7, Alex?
They've had four different stories, as you know, and they've had to change each one. First, it was a oil tank, and then they proved that didn't make it fall, and then they said, oh, well, fires, and they said, well, no, that's impossible. I mean, Underwriting Laboratories that underwrote it said it's impossible. And, I mean, those are engineers that underwrote it. You understand, folks? And then they claimed that the North Tower fell, hit it, and knocked out its main column when their own official debris field shows only dust hit it. And fires didn't start for hours, and so they're just all over the map claiming, and then they claim structural failure, but it had been underwritten, and so that's just bizarre. Listen, metal desk in the Madrid fire that burned for over a day, little cheap metal nothing desk in the middle of white-hot flame didn't melt. Okay, giant steel, hardened steel does not do that. It's bottom-line physics. In closing here, during the break, you said you wanted to directly challenge the NEO cons, just specifically, do you want to challenge them to deal with your facts? You want to lay it on the line?
Yes, I ask that they look at the evidence and that they debate myself, yourself, people that support us on those specific issues. Not about me personally, not about what they think of me personally, they think they know about me personally, just about the facts. I issue that challenge.
In closing, is 9/11 the biggest hoax in world history?
I don't know that I want to make that statement, but it's pretty darn close. Let me just say this, Alex. It feels like you and I have started the revolution, and God bless America.
The chair's against the wall. John has a long mustache. We're out there, America, fighting behind enemy lines. Hey, are you guys going to start the Hollywood Wolverine Militia? Beverly Hills?
I hadn't thought of it until this very moment, but it's a hell of an idea.
Yeah, that's just one of my attempts at humor. Listen, it was great having you on, sir, and I appreciate your amazing courage, and we'll be talking to you very, very soon, Charlie Sheen.
Thank you, Alex. God bless you, man.
Take care, my friend. An amazing individual. You ought to know him personally. All right. Take care, my friends.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello.